Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Federal prosecutors plan to seek a grand jury indictment of President Biden's son, Hunter, before the end of the month. That's according to court documents. The filing came in a gun possession case in which Hunter Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Hunter Biden's lawyers continue to argue that prosecutors are barred from filing additional charges under an agreement the two previous sides reached. It contains an immunity clause against federal prosecutions for other potential crimes. Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the United States and Mexico this summer as part of a self-defense attempt to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. Texas officials say the barrier is 100% effective. U.S. District Judge David Ezra says Texas, for now, must move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. The lawsuit was brought on by President Biden's Justice Department. Hurricane Lee in the Atlantic Ocean is forecast to rapidly intensify into a powerful Category 4 by this weekend as it passes north of the Leeward Islands. But its future beyond that is uncertain regarding potential impacts that will take place later next week in Bermuda, Atlantic Canada, and possibly parts of the northeastern seaboard. The Senate Minority Leader says he has no plans on stepping down.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismissing retirement rumors, committing to complete his term despite recent health concerns.
I'm going to finish my term as leader, and I'm going to finish my Senate term.
He froze recently during two press conferences, but did receive clearance from the Capitol physician, who attributed them to occasional post-concussion lightheadedness stemming from a March injury. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Beer Lovers Day. This is USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When the AV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As presidential candidate Donald Trump is claiming election interference from Democrat DAs, a new lawsuit from a liberal group is trying to remove Donald Trump from the election ballot in Colorado next year.
The lawsuit was filed Wednesday by the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. It was filed on behalf of six Republican voters who believe the former president should be disqualified from office for alleged violations of the 14th Amendment in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. It's just one of a number of similar lawsuits already filed in other states, but it's the first to be filed by a group with substantial legal resources. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Two of presidential candidate Donald Trump's co-defendants in Georgia will be getting a speedy trial together.
Judge Scott McCaffrey of Fulton County, Georgia, decided Wednesday that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough will face trial together on October 23rd. Scott Grubman is representing Chesbrough in the case.
We respect the court's decision. Clearly, we're going to be tried alongside Ms. Powell, but we will file additional motions to make sure that the trial that we have with Ms. Powell is fair and that Mr. Chesbrough Boxborough is judged on the evidence that's attributable to him.
The judge cited the legal standard not being met for separating Chesbrough and Powell, emphasizing the potential inconvenience of two lengthy trials on the court calendar and on jurors. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And we've got with us Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch to get the latest, including this breaking release, 58 pages of records from the FDA showing that a Pfizer study surveyed 23 people in 2021 to gauge reactions to its COVID vaccine booster before asking the FDA to approve it. Chris Farrell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks very much.
Well, Chris, first of all, we appreciate all the great work that Judicial Watch is doing. And it's just got to constantly, I mean, I think about every time I see a tweet or I get an email, you know, an update from Jill and that, I just think, gosh, it's never ending, you know, and it's just a constant battle that you're in on behalf of we the people. And I don't want it to go unsaid here right now, especially with you and I together. I hope this carries over to the staff and on behalf of our audience that we are eternally grateful for your commitment to our Constitution and to the rule of law on behalf of we the people. Thank you.
That is very kind of you, and it is much appreciated. And I assure you that we communicate that to our staff and let them know that their work is valued, that it's appreciated, that they, you know, this is, none of this happens, you know, all by itself, right? This is a team effort by 50 some odd people. That's the full size of Judicial Watch. And so whether you're, you know, behind the camera shooting a video, or whether you're investigating something or litigating something, all the different, you know, kind of cast of characters that we have, they know that what they're doing really does matter, because the stuff that we generate, unless, for example, you would not know about Hillary Clinton's email server except for the work of Judicial Watch. And I think that email travesty, that abusive classified information that she engaged in, really turned the tide, I think, in large part in the 2016 election, because people realized what a crooked, self-serving criminal enterprise, you know, she was running, you know, using her office to line her pockets with cash, and she was breaking every rule in the book to do it. And she would have gotten away with it. No one would have known. So.
Well, and people might say today she still has gotten away with it, because whether it's her, you know, John Kerry, and of course Joe Biden, I mean, this is a pattern, Chris, that Judicial Watch has exposed. And this is, you know, look, I understand justice moves very slow in some instances anyway. And this has been going on for a long time. Yeah, the great work that you guys have been doing, Peter Schweitzer, all that he has written about, you know, Clinton cash and that. This is a well-established model that has been happening within our government, this pay-to-play scheme that continues. Emails, I mean, we've got 5,400 emails now with Joe Biden's aliases and, and more, private server activity that happens outside of the scheme of government. This is just a mess. I could only imagine, Chris, what it must be like there at JW is that, I envision this war room of all these different things that you guys are tracking. Is that the case? I mean, that you could probably walk in there and just see, hundreds of cases that you're following up on.
Well, to give you an idea of scale and scope, we have just over 7,000 Freedom of Information Act requests under active management in a database. To give you a greater understanding of the work that we do, there's an organization at a Syracuse University called TRAC. It's Transactional Research Accounting something or other. I forget the full acronym. You can go to Syracuse University and just put in TRAC and you can find it. They look at all the FOIA requests filed and litigated across the country. And I'm very proud to tell you that for, I think it's like our 10th or 12th year now, it's a long time, no one files more FOIA requests than Judicial Watch does. And no one litigates more, meaning gets into court and sues over it. And to give you, again, an idea of scale or scope, the next three requesters and litigators combined don't equal our work.
Wow.
And that includes large organizations you might imagine, like the American Civil Liberties Union and other big, legal operations. Mm-hmm. And we're only 54 people. So, there's a lot of hard work going on, a lot of very smart people. I am truly, literally blessed with a staff that knows what to do and how to do it, and they're very dedicated.
Do they take a lunch break? All this activity. My goodness, this is incredible. I'd never realized the scope, and I'm glad you laid that out for our audience. Because, we hear about Judicial Watch and certain things, but there's so much work behind, a specific headline. Let's move and discuss this latest breaking news about the FISA records and what they're revealing, Chris.
Yeah, so we had sued the government, surprise, surprise. It's kind of what we do over and over again. But we had sued the FDA trying to get records and documentation concerning vaccine booster safety. And per usual, they did the usual kind of foot dragging, double talk. And so we had to go into court and sue them to compel them to produce records. What they came back with is really quite disturbing because what it shows is that Pfizer, BioNTech, which is a German firm, another organization within Health and Human Services called BARDA, which is the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. And BARDA is actually a very important, very key player when it comes to all this vaccine stuff. Anyway, these Pfizer and company, they're trying to generate a booster for the COVID vaccine, and their testing, their evaluation survey for the booster consisted of checking out or looking at 23 people. That's it.
Wow.
So, now, the safety protocols on all this stuff were just
thrown out the window, basically.
I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you, it seems to me to be a pretty cavalier approach to these things.
Mm-hmm. Was the idea that we were under an EAU, an emergency authorization use, and that, Donald Trump had, fast-tracked, the vaccine, so this rode off of the coattails of it?
Correct. I mean, this is the government always using an emergency to come up with some rationale to do something. H.L. Mencken talked about the government keeping the public fearful of hobgoblins in order to, take advantage of your desire to be saved from whatever it is they're trying to scare you with. Mm-hmm. And this looks like a perfect example of that.
Exactly. And so here they jam this on us, so to speak. This 23-person study that they roll out upon people, and and somehow they're able to do this with impunity, Chris?
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's the really frightening part, is that the American public has been whipped into hysteria and frenzy. People, under the guise of it being an emergency, have been...
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Chris Farrell after this.
Stay with us. Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, continues with us. Chris, as you were saying, here it is, you know, all things Big Pharma, and especially all in the name of COVID. I mean, we're still trying to get out from underneath all the misinformation. It blows me away. I've run into a couple of snags with YouTube and those who have been covering and giving cover to all things that have to do with COVID, and their you know, their guideline is 3 years old, and it says that if it doesn't comply with what the WHO dictates, then, you know, you're canceled, shadow banned, you know, rejected, and you know, that sort of thing, that sort of abuse. So forget about any First Amendment rights. These social media platforms are dictating, you know, what we can talk about, what we can't. And fortunately, in this particular platform, we are independent, and by the grace of God, we're able to still inform the people of what's going on, because we know, and I think that the general consensus of a majority of Americans is that they lied to us about COVID. We don't have the whole truth, nothing but. And then, as if that's not enough, we've got an election and another pandemic on the horizon.
You've hit the nail on the head, and thank God for the work that you're doing, Bill, because people need reliable information, or at a minimum, they need you know, sound, sane people asking tough questions, because even that has a benefit, because it causes, you know, people to think and to research and to get answers and results. Because just choking down the lies they've been, you know, spooning out has really caused people to make fear-based decisions. And that is one of the worst.
And people have died from it, Chris. I mean, this is the thing that's scary. And with impunity, there's no liability. People have died because they've been misinformed, and they're forcing doctors to go along. I have very good friends that are doctors, and some whose license in California has been under scrutiny. And they've been threatened to lose their license. And what they're guilty of is saving lives, Chris. 10,000 people, over 10,000 people they took care of and gave them counsel on how to deal with COVID. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody went on a ventilator. Nobody died. And for doing that, they had to go to the Star Chamber in Sacramento and get grilled under threat that they were going to lose their license.
Likewise, I have a very dear friend, cardiologist, same thing, Johns Hopkins University, put him under a microscope for just asking questions. And, you know, this is a guy who had peer-reviewed papers on COVID. Anyway, more of the same. I agree with you, you know, A-plus, 100%. But here, I mean, the crux of this thing is, as you say, there's control of information. So we get records and documents from the United States government, from the FDA, CDC, all the alphabet soup, you know, HHS, et cetera. And these are their records and documents provided to us under federal court order. And we take those records and documents and we make them public. And we have had these phony, lying social media companies ban or shut down, or like you said, suppress in some way our documentation. It's like, documents Judicial Watch produced. We sued the government, and the court ordered the FDA to give us these records. It's their records showing what they did, and they don't want to make it public. They want to try to suppress it or control it. That way, you know, look, people that want to get more information or want to see the full long saga about this, go on our website, go to judicialwatch.org. Even the current press release we're talking about the 22-person study, if people scroll down to the bottom of that, they can see something like 15, 20 lawsuits we filed and all the documents and records we've gotten from it. So it's not a question of opinion or I like this or you like that. This is their own documentation. It's what all the experts, all the geniuses that are trying to scare the hell out of people, it's what they said.
Right. Yes. Wow. And here we are. I mean, you know, for all that we tried to learn in the process, I mean, I've maintained the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people versus, you know, Dr. Fauci and another handful of people whose science is prejudiced and is driven, you know, sadly by money. Because
getting royalties and fees and benefits paid by the people that he's, you know, advancing their vaccines or their products.
Yeah. And the thing is that he also utilizes the people's money, taxpayers' money, to do research papers that clearly are prejudiced. There's no counterpoint in any of the research papers that are sponsored by NIH or Dr. Fauci that gives you any kind of objective. They all, I mean, when you look at them, Chris, they all run a consistent theme. Nobody challenges the status quo or the party line that's been established by the NIH, the WHO, and that's the other thing too, is Biden's working out a backdoor deal with the WHO that they would be in charge of all future pandemics, and in charge here in the United States of all future pandemics. Now, I don't know about you, but that really makes me feel real comfortable because the WHO, I mean, they got everything right. They did everything perfect during COVID, and we should definitely rely on them, right?
I mean, this is terrifying stuff if you think about it.
It is.
Thank goodness, the American people at some point, particularly given our recent experience over the last couple of years, when they try to force or jam something on the American public, they're just going to look at the people trying to force it and tell them, you know, drop dead. I'm not playing along. I'm not going to go along with this. Because it may have worked the first time when they tried to scare everybody and, you know, force all these fear-based decisions. But there's enough evidence now and enough stories. There's enough people who know people. There's always, you know, it's about one or two arms length away where they say, well, yeah, they took the shot, they took the booster, and then heart problems. Then,
exactly.
You know, there's a long laundry list of people that have had all kinds of horrific reactions to this thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the consequences are not going away. And so people are much more skeptical, I think, now than they were 2 years ago. When they were being told, they were being lied to. I mean, it made it sound like if you got COVID, you were going to fall over and drop dead in 10 seconds. I mean, that's the way they made it sound.
Or you were going to kill grandma.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And certainly there were people with conditions that COVID made it very, very difficult and did, in fact, end up complicating things to the point where they died. But it had a 99% recovery rate. I mean, I don't know what these people probably get the cold, a regular, you know, common cold probably don't have a 99% recovery rate, but they did. And so it was overblown and exaggerated and hyped and fear-mongered as a propaganda weapon.
I mean, exactly.
This is the worst psychological warfare being imposed against the American people we've had in our history.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, the people need to wake up and understand is that if our government would do that, then what's next? Because they're not going to stop.
I mean, they will do anything. I mean, let's be frank. Let's just, you know, in order to maintain power, and this is all a power thing, it's not money, it's not, you know, a lot of other objectives or goals. This is all power-driven. It's Marxist at its core. They will say and do anything. Either manipulate people, scare people, or if you're in opposition, to brand you as a criminal or to just in some way intimidate you. I mean, Exhibit A is Donald Trump, right?
Yeah,
they'll
exactly.
do anything under the sun to block people that don't agree with them, period.
Well, Chris, you also have a report on Hunter Biden. You know, asked the FBI to produce records. The full story, of course, at Judicial Watch, about 45 seconds. I'm going to let you summarize and tell people where they can go to, you know, be on the winning side and support the cause of Judicial Watch, if you would, please.
Thank you, Bill. Go to judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. You can see tons of great information up there. And the deal on Hunter Biden is the FBI doesn't want to produce records to us. Because it shows their criminality and the efforts by the Secret Service to cover up the Hunter Biden gun deal that everyone knows about, where they threw a gun in a trash bin and then tried to cover up what he was doing.
Exactly. Well, Chris Farrell's been our guest, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Thank you, Chris. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors plan to seek a grand jury indictment of President Biden's son, Hunter, before the end of the month. That's according to court documents. The filing came in a gun possession case in which Hunter Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Hunter Biden's lawyers continue to argue that prosecutors are barred from filing additional charges under an agreement the two previous sides reached. It contains an immunity clause against federal prosecutions for other potential crimes. Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the United States and Mexico this summer as part of a self-defense attempt to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. Texas officials say the barrier is 100% effective. U.S. District Judge David Ezra says Texas, for now, must move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Frank Gaffney with us, the author of Indictment, The Indictment, prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. Frank, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I saw this release about Xi Van Fleet. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. Yes. This foreign-born American patriot. You write that in 2021, she prominently opposed the indoctrination and weaponization of our children in Northern Virginia public schools, reminiscent of the Cultural Revolution that she lived through in Mao's China. And, you know, this is a consistent story that we are getting from immigrants who have experienced communism, and they cannot believe that America just seems to be merrily rolling along right at the doorstep and going to be consumed, about to be consumed by the communists, and it seems A-OK.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I think these, I call them foreign-born American mm-hmm. patriots, are so
right.
vital. They understand what it's like to be denied freedom. They also understand how perishable it is, and they are, you're absolutely right, I think almost without exception, it seems, warning mm-hmm. that we're headed down that road of losing permanently freedoms that, you know, in some cases they really suffered to get here to enjoy. They suffered in their home countries, of course, but they also in some cases suffered just trying to get to freedom. Mm-hmm. And they're here now and they are panicking, I think, because they've seen the playbook before, and Xi Van Fleet, who I didn't know until she, as I say, became something of a rock star, mm-hmm. were warning about what was going on in Fairfax and Loudoun counties in Northern Virginia. But I've gotten to know her since. She's a remarkable, very formidable, as I say, patriot. And mm-hmm. what she lived through personally as a child, yes, but she nonetheless lived through was how Mao Zedong used in communist China children like her as instruments with which to destroy, you know, educated individuals, professionals, and others he deemed to be enemies. Mm-hmm. And it's at work now when you look at what's being done to indoctrinate our kids and to turn them against their families, to tear down the nuclear family. That's a
exactly.
classic Marxist mm-hmm. play, as well right. as, of course, to embrace and advance this cultural Marxist agenda more generally.
We've been warned about the degradation of the family unit and how important it is. And unfortunately, we've kind of ignored the signs. And now we find ourselves, you know, really in a panic. And I think that's positive in a sense. But we need to, you know, kind of direct that energy and that panic in a positive direction. Because yeah. the way I look at it, Frank, is that, you know, for Xi and for the rest of us, if America goes, where are you going to go? There's no other place that you can go and find liberty, because if you did find it, well, then if America topples, there's no defense.
Right. You know, for a long time, people, you know, confronting these sorts of challenges would say, well, I'm just going to go to Australia. Well, first of all, they don't yeah. want you in Australia. But second of all, Australia's turned into a prime example of this phenomenon. You know, what they did during the lockdowns and you know, the whole COVID business was an extreme example of tyrannical loss of freedom. And they haven't gotten it back, by the way.
Exactly.
So you're absolutely right. There is no other, you know, bastion to which we can repair. And more to the point, you know, we have a choice whether we're going to let it go that way. It mm-hmm. isn't a foregone conclusion, although the hour is late. And yeah. this is one of the reasons why we wrote the book, The Indictment, is to make the point that it's the Chinese Communist Party with, you know, a guy who prides himself on being an inheritor of Mao's mantle, by the way, another Xi Jinping
right.
at the helm. But it's also their friends in the United States who are advancing this takedown of our country. And whether it's right. Joe Biden, who I believe, as my colleague Sam Faddis on the saying, is a controlled mm-hmm. asset.
Yes.
Of the Chinese Communist Party.
Ironically enough, right, of all the accusations of Donald Trump being a controlled asset, here he is. I mean, this constant projection. And yep. it has become so obvious
Look
that anything
there,
they accuse, they're the ones that are doing it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And in this case, you don't have to look hard for the evidence of the extent to which this is being done to the benefit of the Chinese Communist Party as well as to the detriment of our own nation. And you know, I think, again, to just return back for a moment to the basic premise here, if we fail to rise, as my old boss Ronald Reagan said, to mm-hmm. our time's existential exactly. threat to freedom, we will be mm-hmm. telling, speaking of children, as he put it, our children and our children's children what it was like to live in the United States when men were free.
Exactly.
And I don't want any part of that. And I don't think you do either, Bill. I'm not sure.
No, not at all. Well, Frank, I agree with what Ronald Reagan, what you just shared with us again. It's a great reminder. And I believe that there are appointed times mm-hmm. that happen. And we could very well be at this appointed time right now. And that you got to step up, because what happens is the consequence of not stepping up is a generational consequence, to your point. This isn't yeah. just, okay, it's just my lifetime. No, this is your kids. It's your grandkids. It's your legacy. You know, our parents, because they came from the world's greatest generation up to now, turned over this great American idea. Yes, it had been attacked, and there was ravaging already taking place. I mean, the truth be known, I mean, there has been this antithetical force against against this great American idea since its inception, and it got more progressive after the turn of the 20th century, as we know, because the progressives took over education, and it's just been a slow, progressive, but decided march through the institutions that have us to the point where we are now, And most people would agree, Frank, without hesitation. The majority of Americans say they can't trust these institutions any longer. They see them as all corrupt. Okay, all right, good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Right. Submit or, you know, try to get it back. If we have time, could I just mention one prime example of this phenomenon?
Well, yeah, we've got more. We've got 2 minutes here, and then we'll have another segment afterwards. Okay,
oh,
so go ahead.
Well, let me just introduce the topic. You couldn't be more right about what the cultural Marxists have long called the march through the institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, the last one standing, more or less, is the United States military. And I think very few Americans have any idea how far along the Marxists are in taking down the only military we have. And by the way, as our book, The Indictment, makes pretty clear, as a result of decades of what the Chinese call unrestricted warfare against this country, of a pre-kinetic kind, as they say in the Pentagon, we may be at the cusp of a shooting war. And this is no time to have your military weakened, let alone essentially kaput, which I fear is what the cultural Marxists have in mind for us with their critical race theory and with their, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, and LGBTQ and climate change and transgenderism and all the rest of it. It's not a military that the Chinese will be deterred by. That's for sure. We need it.
They've neutered our military. When our military is more concerned about pronouns than winning wars, half the battle is in their favor, is it not?
Amen. It sure is. And maybe an inducement to attack.
And of course, this is, you know, the history of mankind and the history of nations is, you know, if you are perceived to be weak. And I think this is about the weakest in our lifetime, Frank Gaffney, that America has ever been perceived on the world stage. We were threatened under Barack Obama, and we lost some standing, regained it under Donald Trump, and it didn't take Joe Biden long to put us back in this precarious position. Case in point, what happened in Afghanistan, what's happening in Ukraine, and the beat goes on, and certainly all these other insurgencies and these bold moves by the communist Chinese. Got to go to break. We've got more from Frank Gaffney on the other side. Stay with us.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertising.
advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with the executive chairman and founder of Center for Security Policy and author of The Indictment, Frank Gaffney. As we were saying earlier, I don't know that our military has ever been this weak during the modern era, certainly in my lifetime. It has been compromised, to the point that here we are, we seem to be more concerned about sex change operations, pronouns, and forget about holding down, you know, their number one responsibility, which has to do with national security. And Frank, you wanted to make our audience aware, and I appreciate you bringing this up, and that is the nomination of C.Q. Brown that is before the Senate, even as we speak.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Let me come to that in just a second. But to your point, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Jimmy Carter hollowed out the United States military mm-hmm. by cutting its budget dramatically. And a guy who was at the time the chief of staff of the Army, the top Army officer by the name of General Shai Meyer, coined this term. We have a hollow army, he said.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between then and now is I think of it kind of like a plant that had been starved of water and other nutrients. Ronald Reagan came to office on a platform of peace through strength in 1980 to rebuild the military, to reestablish deterrence against that time's existential threat to freedom, the Soviet Union. And he did it, you know, it was basically like putting, you know, Miracle-Gro on that mm-hmm. plant, and then it sprang back to life. The military was as powerful under Ronald Reagan as probably any time since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, this administration, what I can think of really as the third term of the Obama-Biden team, mm-hmm. has been doing what the first two terms started doing, which is pulling the roots up on the plant, so that there's not going to be an easy reconstitution of the military. They are literally destroying it. And I'm afraid that a guy who has been, in stark contrast to that general, Shai Meyer, mm-hmm. the chief of staff of the United States Air Force today, is this guy, General C.Q. Brown. And evidently, he was a fighter pilot early on in his career, and he's had a succession of command positions. But I don't think he's done particularly well. And we certainly know that in his present role as chief of staff of the Air Force, the top Air Force officer, he has been responsible for the hollowing out of the Air Force. And again, this is happening at a time when we may soon find ourselves very much in need of a functioning Air Force and Navy.
Exactly.
And Army and so on against the Chinese. So the nomination has gone forward to the United States Senate to promote this guy, incredibly. A guy, as I say, who's made a hash up of his present job and who also, since George Floyd's death, has been a rabid proponent of the whole critical race theory, transgender, LGBTQ, climate change, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion agenda. And that's what you would get if he were to become the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So I would just urge your audience to go quickly before they forget about it, before they get sucked into something else. Just quickly take a click of the mouse to rejectgeneralbrown.org. Rejectgeneralbrown.org. It will take you directly to your United States senators. Tell them to vote no to the further march through this particular institution, the takedown by the cultural Marxists like General C.Q. Brown of the only military we have and one we're desperately in need of at the moment.
Well, what you bring up here that people need to get their brain around is just how pervasive this is. I mean, for General Brown to be in this position and their needs, and as you said, you know, there has been a determined uprooting of the foundation of our military that, again, the consequences will be general. I mean, will be generational. This is not going to get cleaned up overnight, just like with everything in our government. You know, let's just say that, you know, Donald Trump, you know, by the grace of God, is elected and he goes in to clean up. We're talking a massive, massive cleanup operation within, you know, with all these institutions, because they are well rooted. They're well established, and just like the petty stuff that went on, for example, you know, over a phone call, and what should have been a basic HR problem, but what you saw was the administrative state raising up its ire and coming after the president of the United States, the commander in chief, and they impeach him. Because he says, no, you're not going to have control. I am in charge, and this is the way you do things. And they come after him, and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats participate in this witch hunt, and they cost we the people millions of dollars. And after everything is said and done, Donald Trump is not indicted, but, you know, the American people need to come away with some wisdom and understanding of how our government is working against our democratic republic.
Yeah. Well, you said a lot there, and I couldn't agree more with you that what Donald Trump was doing in that phone call was exploring the corruption that we now know was absolutely part and parcel of Joe Biden's conduct as Vice President of the United States, whether it was in Ukraine, whether it was with respect to China, the Russians, and heavens knows how many other places. But more to the point, to your, I think, really fundamental concern, which I share completely, is we have before us a challenge of whether to simply submit to the loss of our country, which is being taken down by, you know, the cultural Marxists, as we've been talking about. Also, this idea of a global governance.
Right.
On the 20th of this month, Bill, the United States is going to be part of a UN General Assembly / World Health Organization exercise where these guys are going to vote themselves extensive new powers to not only tell us when there is an emergency of some kind, whether it's a health emergency or it's climate change or something else.
Right. And all under the guise of a pandemic. Right. Exactly.
Well, in the case of health, maybe, but maybe it's maybe it's gun violence. How about that? Maybe it's climate change. Who knows? But the point is, what they will have in mind is giving themselves the authority, unlike what they've had to this point, which is they can advise and that sort of thing. But this would give them the authority, if you can believe it, to not only determine when there is a crisis, but also what must be done in response to it, including lockdowns.
Exactly.
Mask mandates, vaccines, and whatever all else. This is completely, of course, at odds with our entire constitutional republic and our freedoms. Right. And it must not be tolerated. It must be opposed at every turn. And Congress must hear from people, well, like your wonderful team.
Yeah.
They don't want any part of this either. SovereigntyCoalition.org is a place people can find out more information about it.
Right. Exactly. Because it is an issue of America surrendering its sovereignty. And guess what? Joe Biden is entertaining this. And don't think this is that.
He's supporting it.
Yeah.
Leading
right.
the charge.
Right. And the thing is that also consider that we're seeing just to the north of us what's happened in Canada with the trucker strike,
yep.
for example. Because the other thing that's going on is you've got digital currency that's coming into place. And so they're lining up. You see, it's much the same way that, what happened, when Russia was making its move to Ukraine. I mean, for a year, they were putting things in position that told you that war was coming. And why our military just kind of ignored it and didn't respond and didn't let us know earlier? Well, because for the industrial military complex, they wanted a war because that's money, 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 money. And so they're seeing them, stage up. They knew darn well they were not going to the border for some sort of overnight bivouac or a weenie roast, that it was all about invading. Anybody that knows anything about the military would say the same thing. Okay, so along the same way, Frank, these things are starting to be set up in motion where we the people are being surrounded. And you bring in digital currency, I mean, just like what they did in Canada, what they did with the truckers. Hey, you don't want to play nice? Boom. You don't have access to your money anymore.
Exactly. No, that's in the works. Look, I have an alternative theory of the case on Ukraine.
Okay, we've got a minute. We've got a minute and a half left, so I'm going to let you have the last minute and a half and wrap it up. Go ahead.
One of the principal beneficiaries of what has happened there, not Russia, certainly not Ukraine, I don't know about the military-industrial complex, but it certainly is the Chinese Communist Party. Because what we have been doing is actually depleting dramatically our inventory of weapons. The what's left of our military-industrial complex, if you will, can't produce them fast enough, so we're depleted. The Chinese, I think, are further emboldened by what they're seeing here and may now move against Taiwan or even us,
right?
Especially with everything else going on. So thank you for letting me make that point, Bill. Good to know.
Well, always. And the thing is that we can be thankful for, too, Frank, is that, you know, China has its weaknesses, too. If they were all that in a bag of chips and they were as strong as, the media and others would want us to believe, they'd have made these moves a long time ago. But we just keep giving them more opportunity, regardless of, their failing government. But I appreciate it. Again, remind everybody where they need to go to cast their vote and let their senator know about General Brown.
Sure. RejectGeneralBrown.org. It's really vital that you get in touch with your senators right away. They need to hear what the American people feel about having their military hollowed out.
Yeah. Frank Gaffney, Godspeed, my friend.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.